Hello and welcome to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. Today I'm going to be sharing the 6 rules to live by to live your best life. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I really hope that you get a lot from this episode. So I sat down, just took my journal this morning to the beach and was thinking about some rules that I think is just so important to live by if you really want to live a happy, healthy, well, fulfilled, enjoyable life, which I know that all of my listeners want. So I wrote quite a few down, and these, I guess, are my top 6. These are the 6 things that I make sure I do often, every day, you know, as much as I possibly can, because I know if I don't do them, life isn't going to be as good. So I hope that you are excited for today's episode, and let's kick off with rule number 1. So my first rule is to start each day with gratitude. Now, there are so many ways to do this. You can sit. What I like to do is place both my hands over my heart, close my eyes first thing in the morning, and just think about all the things that I'm grateful for, all the things that potentially have happened in the last couple of days, all the things I'm looking forward to, my health, my relationships, just everything, anything that comes up. And sometimes they can be the smallest things of the, you know, fact that, you know, I've got 2 legs and I'm going to walk on the beach today, or just go for a walk, or that I have access to fresh running water, or there's food in the fridge for me to eat, or, you know, I'm going to catch up with my good friend today, or for technology, for keeping me connected to my loved ones. But I just spend a couple of minutes sometimes, that's all it needs to be, thinking and reflecting and really feeling what it feels like to appreciate that. And it just is such a fantastic way to start the day, because instantly you feel good. So you're just raising your emotions and your frequency, because obviously we are all energy, and when we think good thoughts and we feel good, we send out a more positive vibe to the universe that picks that up and reflects back those positive vibes. So the easiest way to start getting what you want, to feel happy, to feel fulfilled, to feel content with your life, is to focus on the things that you have versus the things that you don't have. So if you're waking up every day and, you know, you're checking your social media accounts and you're scrolling for Instagram and you're seeing, you know, all these people on holiday or doing things that you'd love to do, before you've taken a moment to appreciate your own life, you're not going to feel good. Now, there's nothing wrong with looking at others for inspiration and, you know, thinking, okay, that's my goal, that's where I want to get to, and feeling inspired by that, but never at the cost of your own health and well-being. And never comparing yourself and your life, you know, and thinking, oh, they've got all that and I've got this, which is not a lot. So come from that place of appreciation. And even when I didn't live the life that I live now, and I wasn't necessarily in the best place, when I started to do this every morning of just focusing what I have now, it profoundly changed my life. So I'd like to do this every single morning, and often as well, just before I go to bed, just count my blessings. And, you know, Kai and I sometimes sit over the dinner table and just say, you know, what have you been grateful for today? What have you enjoyed about today? And it's just a beautiful time just to sit down and connect and, again, just be really thankful for all of these experiences that we're getting to experience. So that is absolutely number 1. And if you are one of our Mind Body to Lead members, you can fill in your gratitude list in the journal that you get with your welcome packs. And I highly recommend that you do that. Or you can do one of the gratitude meditations as well. So, yeah, definitely do that. The second thing that if you follow me on Instagram, you will see that I do every day, whether it's a beach walk, bike ride, mind body to lead workout, whether it's yoga, strength, cardio, anything, I always move my body. And I have done this for years and years and years. It's just so ingrained in me now. It is just such a habit that I do it without even thinking. Like, I can't imagine waking up and not wanting to do some form of movement. Like today, for example, I woke up and I went for a walk on the beach. And it was just a 40-minute walk on the beach, but it just felt amazing just to move. You know, when we've slept all night, we feel a bit stagnant. And it just makes you feel good. You know, you feel like you've achieved something straight away in the day, you know, and you just feel like, okay, cool, I've done that. That's a big box ticked. So if you really want to live a good life, move your body. Our bodies are designed to move, and move it out of love, not out of punishment, not because you feel like you have to, because you overindulged the night before or you've had a big weekend, so you better hit the gym on Monday. Move because you deserve to feel good. Move because your body deserves to feel vibrant and well and healthy and strong and limber. Move because you're worth it. So that's a really, really big one for me. Movement every single day is absolutely key. And, you know, it used to be I had to do a really high intense class, you know, a body attack or a spin class or, you know, something that was really going to get my heart rate up. But some days it's just yoga. Some days it's just a walk on the beach. It doesn't have to be a high intense class for, you know, an hour or 2 hours. It's just anything that really makes you feel good. So that's number two. The third thing that I have, again, done for many, many years now, and this is, again, when my life really started to improve and things started to make sense, was I prioritized learning. And what do I mean by learning? I mean listening to good podcasts. I mean watching documentaries, learning about nutrition, exercise, mindset. Reading. Oh, reading is just something that, again, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see all the books that I read. I am constantly reading a new book. The book I'm reading at the moment is called Spirit Hacking. It's phenomenal. So highly recommend that book. I've also just finished, I reread The Power of Now, which was also an incredible book. I read that a couple of years ago. I reread it. So prioritize learning and development, you know, and just that constant mind feeding, constantly just absorbing new information. It raises your consciousness. And when you're more conscious, you start making better decisions. You become aware of your choices. You're just more present in day to day. So that is the third thing. The third rule is I always am learning and growing in some way. And this doesn't mean going to go and get another degree or studying. It literally just means just always feeding your mind with goodness, keeping your like you work out your body, you work out your mind, and you keep guard of what goes in, because what goes in stays in. So this is why I don't watch the news. This is why I am very, very selective with what I read and what I consume. And I do prioritize learning and knowledge. So that's absolutely key. The fourth rule is have more fun. Go on that adventure. Say yes more. We are on this planet for a short amount of time. And I don't know about you, but I want to have as many experiences as possible. So have fun. Like, you know, when we were little kids, you know, we enjoyed ourselves. You know, we weren't stressing about things. And I know that as adults, you know, we have mortgages, we have careers, we have, you know, some of us have kids to worry about, the dogs that need feeding. But, you know, don't forget to have fun. So a question that I like to ask myself on a regular basis is, how can I have more fun today? How can I bring more adventure into my life? You know, just get out a little bit more. You know, instead of, you know, if you're in a bit of a rut right now and you're finding that you're doing the same things at the weekends, going to the same cafes, going going to do your grocery shop in the same place each week, mix it up. How about this weekend you look and see if there's a local market on? How about you go out for a little drive and see if you can, you know, go for a little walk somewhere and try out a new cafe? You know, just mix it up. Just have more fun, have more adventure, have more experiences. That is what I am living for right now, is just memories, moments, experiences. You know, I think it's so easy in life to get into a bit of a rut and things become mundane. It kind of feels a bit like Groundhog Day. You know, we go, we do the same commute to work every day. We sit down at the same desk every day. We speak to the same people every day. And then when it comes to Friday, we're exhausted and we end up just staying in the house a little bit too much. So I encourage you this week, this weekend, this month, this next year, to have more fun in your life, to do more things, to have more experiences, to take more adventures, to go on different holidays. You know, I've honestly, up until very recently, living in the van, I've never really stayed in campsites before. When I was a kid, I did. You know, we used to do like Euro camps and key camp holidays, which were amazing in Europe. But I've really, really enjoyed staying in some campsites and just meeting some really lovely people and having different conversations. So, you know, but before that, before getting the van, I never would have come to a campsite. I would already gone to stay in a hotel or a resort and, you know, kind of kept to myself. And, you know, why not try something new? Why not, you know, go away for the weekend and go glamping, you know, or go hiking or something? Just do something different than what you normally would do. And that way, at least you can, you know, if you like it or not. So that's really, really key. Fifth rule is make sure you prioritize rest and recovery. You know, we need to stop wearing busy as a badge of honor. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to, you know, just spend an hour reading a book, you know, or going to a cafe by yourself and just enjoying a breakfast and taking a breath, or going for a little bit of an extended beach walk, or just allowing your body and your mind to recharge. And I never used to do this. I was constantly go, 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 go. What's next? What's next? New goal, new goal. And I was very close to burnout, but I didn't know how to rest. I didn't know how to recharge. And I kind of associated that with being lazy. So I've really had to work on that mindset. And I encourage you to as well, because we do live in a society that does, it kind of makes work and hustle glamorous. And I don't believe that's healthy, which is why I'm encouraging you to make sure that you are allowing yourself to recharge in whatever way that looks like to you. For me, it's sitting down with a good book, going to the beach, going for a little walk along the beach, doing some yoga, sitting and meditating, sitting in a cafe and just staring into space. Whatever it looks like to you, make sure you do it, and do it on a very frequent basis, because otherwise you'll end up burnt out, miserable and tired all the time. So that's number five. And the sixth rule to live an amazing life is keep on building your self-awareness. If you don't know who you are, what you want, what brings you joy, if you're not in touch with your emotions, if you're not making yourself happy, you are never going to be happy, and you're never going to make others happy. The biggest thing that I preach and teach in the Mind Body Lead program is building that self-awareness. Because if we don't know what drives us, what our values are like our compass, they're constantly guiding us to the life that is true to us. We can end up pursuing things and chasing things and just being on this never-ending hamster wheel of life. And when we get to the top of that mountain that we thought was going to bring us all the joy and the happiness that, you know, we wanted, we get to the top and we think, is this all there is? And then we climb back down, and then we climb another mountain, and just the same process repeats and repeats and repeats. So if you don't work on yourself and build up your awareness, your presence, identify what's going on in your mind and your body, you can end up going down a path that you're not meant to be going on. And that's when people find themselves living so far out of alignment. And they, and I'm speaking from experience here, you know, you might wake up one day and you just feel like this emptiness. And you don't know why, because you've got everything you ever wanted. You've got the nice house, you've got the designer handbags, you've got the nice, you know, you've got the cute dog, or, you know, the happy relationship. You don't feel anything. You just feel empty. And that's a really scary place to be, because that's when people are looking at you going, oh, you've got everything, you're successful, you know, you should be so happy, and oh, look at you're so lucky. But deep down, you don't feel that way. You don't feel good. And that's why it all comes back to knowing who you are, and knowing that you and only you can make yourself happy. And that comes from that inner place. And that comes from truly getting to know what lights you up and pursuing those things. And it's so easy to get swept up in society, you know, with all the pressures and, you know, some call it the matrix, you know, just this constant, like, you know, this we're constantly marketed to, oh, if you have this and this and this and this, you're going to be happy and you're going to feel successful and you're going to live this amazing life. But there's so many rich and wealthy and well-off people who can do anything, go anywhere, be anything they want, but they just feel empty. And that's because they're just living so far out of alignment. You know, for example, you might be somebody who loves the country and the ocean, but you might be living in a big city. You might be somebody who is really, really creative and loves drawing and, you know, doing things with your hands, but you're working in a sales job and typing all day. So this is why it's so important to always keep on reflecting and connecting to yourself. And, you know, you do that through journaling, through meditation, through, you know, just spending time with yourself away from technology and away from the noise. You're going, one of the best places to do that for me is just walking in nature. So I really encourage you, and I keep on doing this. This is my journey. This is constantly my path now, is reconnecting to me. Taking this season of my life where I slow down, I pause, I breathe, to really reconnect to Georgie, to really make sure that she is on the right path. She is happy. She is pursuing the right things. And that's just constantly building self-awareness. So that's rule number 6. I went on a bit of a tangent on that one, but as you can probably tell, very passionate about it. So 6 rules. Start each day with gratitude, move your body, prioritize learning, have more fun and adventure, make time for rest and recovery, and build your self-awareness. So that is today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and you got a lot from it. And as always, I love hearing from you. So please reach out. Do me a favor today. If you did enjoy this episode, please share it on your socials. I find so much joy and it just makes me feel so lit up, you know, when I see that. So if you enjoyed it today, tag me, share this episode today. I would really appreciate that. And have a phenomenal week and incorporate these rules into your life. And I know that you'll start feeling even happier and healthier and more joyful, which is all I want for you. So have a beautiful week and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.